the Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Yes, it is that time of the week where we bring you the best of the box and the box office. So John Fardy and Sue Murphy, as always, have joined me with their movie and TV selections for the week ahead. You're very welcome, folks. Let's talk, Sue, about your first TV choice this week. Ireland's Illegal Adoptions, Wednesday, RTE1 9:35. We've got a short clip of that.
Basically, I was taken from my birth mother and handed over and not recorded.
I was robbed of the chance to meet the woman who gave birth to me.
I am not who I am supposed to be.
You're not allowed to know who you are and your story. It's cruel. It's too cruel.
All right, that was Ireland's Illegal Adoptions, Wednesday, RTE1 9:35. It doesn't sound like it's for the faint of heart, Sue.
No, it's. I was actually really lucky to get a screener of this, because usually with the RTE Investigates, they usually keep that well under wraps until it's out. But I got a hold of it yesterday and it is very upsetting viewing. I think anyone who's going to watch this would need to be prepared. It's the story. There's about a dozen people they've spoken to who have come forward about illegal adoptions that happened in the state. And these were basically organised adoptions that were an unmarried mother allowed her child to be adopted by a couple, but they would have pretended that the child was their own. So on the birth certs, they would have actually been listed as the parents, even though they weren't the parents of the child. Some of them got hold of their original birth certificates. One in particular, which was shocking, was the child's original name was just scratched out and replaced with his new name, which is just absolutely shocking. Birth dates are not right. They don't even, some of these people didn't even have access to any of their records since they don't know who their parents are. It's very upsetting. And it just, it's another layer of that stuff after the mother and baby homes. These people have a right to know this information. They've been waiting for 20 years for this legislation to come through so they can actually get access to records. And it's just, it's so upsetting to hear these stories and how they affect people. Like, some of them were just like, oh, you know, it shouldn't matter really about my birthday. They don't know what day they were born. Like, they just don't know who they are. It's very upsetting, but it's absolutely crucial viewing, because I think it genuinely needs like a mass movement around this for people to start demanding that these people get answers.
All right. As Sue said, crucial viewing, and it's on tonight on RTE1 at 9:35 p.m. Ireland's Illegal Adoptions. John, your first movie pick this week is Moxie on Netflix. Let's take a quick listen.
Me and my friends protested everything. We made a ton of mistakes.
But you're glad you did it all right.
Of course.
What are you going to do? Nothing?
Moxie is a badass.
You know what's messed up? I got sent home for wearing a tank top. Meanwhile, Jason is constantly shirtless.
People refuse to call me by my new name.
I don't like being voted best ass.
So it's to draw hearts and stars on your hands to show support.
John, what's Moxie?
Moxie. Have you got Moxie? There's a band called Moxie, actually. We all know what Moxie kind of means, I think, don't we? It means, you know, spirited, strong, tough, that kind of thing. And that's what this movie is about. It's based on a famous or reasonably well-known young adult novel. And it's about this girl in school who is living a pretty ordinary American teenage high school life. And then a new girl comes to school and she kind of gets slightly radicalized. She looks around and realizes there's a lot of bad stuff in her school, a lot of kind of toxic masculinity. And in the long and the short of it, she starts, inspired by her mother, who's played very well by Amy Poehler, who also directed this, starts this kind of zine, like an old fashioned kind of almost punk feminist magazine that gets a lot of cachet in the school. She starts leaving it in the bathroom and it finds a home in the high school in the most unlikely of places. This has a kind of charm to it. It's maybe set kind of at young adults, but maybe not. I was thinking about it. It's, you know, I suppose that a young feminist clarion cry about making, you know, school and life in general less full of toxic masculinity. The problem with this is it's not probably as satirical as, say, a movie like Booksmart or even Lady Bird with Saoirse Ronan from a few years ago, which is in a similar vein about kind of young people getting more aware of the world around them. It kind of lacks the wit and the satire of that. That said, it's not bad. Like, I enjoyed it, but I thought it could have been stronger. You know, there's a lot, people are excited about this because the novel was quite popular and it's certainly won for our times. And Amy Poehler is a single mother to this girl is good in it, but it just didn't all come together.
All right. Okay. So basically you think it's a little witless. Sue, what did you think?
I really liked it. I don't know how to lead into that there. Thanks, Kieran. I just really liked it. I feel like it was one of those things that if I was a teacher and I had some teenage girls in my class, I'd show it to them, because there was a lot of stuff around, like, you know, if a guy acts like that, that's actually not acceptable. You know, that kind of, it was, I enjoyed that element of it. And Amy Poehler is very good in it. It is very young teenage, but definitely enjoyable.
All right. Okay. It's on Netflix. Is it available as of today, John?
From today.
Oh, from today. All right.
Which
Moxie.
Is a nice, you know, a Wednesday movie.
Yeah. A nice Wednesday movie. Moxie on Netflix. Sue, your next choice for TV is Smother, an RTÉ One 9:35 on Sunday. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I was really disappointed because I couldn't get a hold of the screener for this. This is actually a co-production with BBC, so there's always rights issues around that stuff. But this stars Derva Kirwan.
Oh,
I haven't seen her in anything. Yeah. I was just about to say I haven't seen her in anything in a while except for that Father's Child episode. But she plays a mother in this, and her husband is found dead off one of the cliffs. It's actually shot beautifully in Clare. I don't know if you've seen some of the trailers for it. It looks absolutely incredible. But he's found dead, and it turns out that a lot of people didn't like him, and it's a whodunit kind of situation.
Okay.
Kind of suggesting in the trailer that she's the one that's behind it, but she's fiercely trying to protect her three daughters. And one of them in the trailer says, you know, we didn't like Dad. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that didn't like stuff about Dad. So it's a whodunit set in Clare, but shot absolutely beautifully. And they started this pre-COVID, had to stop filming and then film intermittently whenever the restrictions were allowing them. So it wasn't the easiest thing to get off the ground, but
it's on RTÉ1. It's on BBC as well, is it?
It's on, yeah, so it's on RTÉ this week, and I think it's on BBC in a couple of weeks. We have the first release of it here because it's mainly an Irish production. But yeah, it's going to be a good advertisement for Lynch anyway.
I'm going to watch that RTÉ one this Sunday, 9:35. Smother, your next movie pick, John, is Wander Darkly. What's it about?
Yeah, this is Sienna Miller and Diego Luna. People will know from Rogue One, that very good Star Wars spin-off. And it's a really interesting premise. Sienna Miller, and this isn't a spoiler, we start off, her and Mr. Luna are in a kind of souring relationship. And about 10 minutes in, there's a terrible car crash. And it appears Sienna Miller's character dies. And as I say, that's not a spoiler because it's all over the trailer. And she basically revisits their relationship, and then you're not entirely sure if she is dead or she just has concussion, but he kind of walks her back through how they met, and they revisit different twists and turns in their relationship. So it's an intriguing kind of premise. It just got a bit heavy at times, and occasionally I'd see them switching to a different scene and I'd find myself going, oh God, what's going to happen now, kind of. So I enjoyed the concept of it and the idea of it. The execution left me slightly, I don't want to say bored, but just, it was tough to stick with it, to be honest, even though the two performances are really good. And there is maybe too much of like Touch of the Sixth Sense about it, maybe even Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Like, maybe we've seen this type of thing before and it isn't done as well or as wholly as any of those.
Right.
So it's only so-so, I'd suggest.
Where can people watch it?
Digital platforms, that great phrase. No, it's all over the place from Friday, because cinemas are still closed.
Wander Darkly from this Friday. Sue, your next TV pick is on Disney Star, our first Disney Star choice, the new pillar, content pillar on Disney Plus. Hellstrom, what's it about?
God, I the reason I picked this is I feel like I need somebody to tell me what I think of it, because I've watched the first two episodes and I keep going back to it, but I really don't know why. And it's one of those, like, that sounds like a really good review, doesn't it? But the critic reviews in this and Rotten Tomatoes are 26%, and the audience reviews are like 85%, and that's kind of sums up how I feel about it. It's basically in a brother and a sister who were They have these super, supernatural kind of powers. Their mother is possessed by a demon. Their father was a serial killer. And they have these powers that they're using to get demons out of people's bodies. But they don't actually speak to each other until the second episode. They're not in very good terms because the dad kidnapped the girl when she was young. It's grand. There are a couple of jumps in it. I think people who like horror will just appreciate it a little bit. I think that this is being driven by people who like that Marvel comic because it is quite a popular Marvel comic. But honestly, I'm still watching it and I don't know what it is in particular that's appealing to me that makes me keep watching it.
Oh, God. Have you seen it, John?
No, I haven't. I thought we were going to talk about Blue Bloods this week's episode. No,
no. We're not going to talk about Blue Bloods. But for some reason, despite you mentioning Blue Bloods, I'm going to allow you to mention television again this week. Why? I don't know.
Yes.
I must be going soft. What's this TV show?
You must be. Your Honour, this is really good now. This is available on Sky Atlantic and Now TV, all episodes. You really like this. Everyone really like this. This might be your next binge. It's Bryan Cranston back in a major TV role playing a judge who starts to make very dodgy decisions to protect his son. It's really good. I've watched nearly all of it. I'm talking to one of the actresses on Screen Time this week, Hope Davis, who's in it as well. This is good. Trust me, people are going to be talking about this in weeks to come. And Bryan Cranston, as a kind of smart-ass judge who has to make kind of dodgy moral things, you'll really like it, I guarantee you. Watch it this week and come back and we won't have any arguments.
Okay, Your Honour on Sky Atlantic. You mentioned binge-watching it and like on Now TV and stuff. Can you watch it all in one go or do I have to wait week to week?
Yeah, all available now on Now TV.
All right, great stuff. Look forward to that. And that is Hope Davis coming up on Screen Time as well. John and Sue, thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
Cheers.
All right, we'll talk to you again at the same time next week.